Now something for the foodies in the audience. That's a label given to people who are passionate about food. They love to eat. They love to cook. Mostly, they like to talk about food and even fight about it.
Welcome to Iron Chef America, Battle of the Masters.
Iron Chef, the Super Bowl of Food, aired on the Food Network this past weekend. If you missed the action in Kitchen Stadium, put down that knife. The competition that pits chef against chef will re-air this week. And you can size up the chefs for yourself, as well as the judges. And among them was Day-to-Day's Brian Unger. Naturally, Brian, no disrespect,
George.
But you, a judge, Your Honor?
Well, if you ever have you seen the Japanese version of this show?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like watching a Godzilla movie, you know, since it's dubbed in English and it seems very sort of foreign in a way. But
right.
There's always one judge who's kind of dorky, you know, an actor, a TV personality,
right.
A comic, let's say. Someone, as I would say, is supremely unqualified to judge food or score the competition.
But this year, that dork is, it's you, Brian.
Alex, I could have doubted my competence to critique two of the world's greatest chefs, but I didn't. You know, when Iron Chef calls, you serve. This was my duty.
And you went there to put your entire lack of expertise to use.
Exactly. For the new series of Iron Chefs, in which an American chef takes on one of the Japanese champions. It was really my chance to experience food as sport and really show the nation my ignorance of food.
Today, two titans meet. For this shall go down in history as the day when Iron Chef Sakai does battle with Iron Chef Bobby Flay.
Okay, so you have this episode of Iron Chef America, and there are two other episodes. And what kinds of foods did you actually judge?
In every Iron Chef, they compete using a secret ingredient.
Today, the secret ingredient is trout.
You know, Alex, very few fish get that kind of introduction on television.
Right.
That's the voice of the chairman announcing that. He's kind of like the Alex Trebek of Kitchen Stadium.
Okay, well, look, let's get to the competition. And the voice of the commentator, this is Alton Brown, as he checks in with you, one of the three judges, while the chefs are cooking.
Brian, what have you been observing so far that's cultural and interesting at the same time?
Well, what I'm observing most is the smell. It's wonderful. it's one thing to watch this on television and be hungry, but to be hungry and sitting up here, very difficult.
Well, you only have about 25 minutes left, sir, until you get to taste the food.
Oh, you're really on top of this thing, Brian.
Yeah, basically, Alex, I'm saying, when do we eat?
You're just nervous, that's all.
I was intimidated by the two other judges, one a famous chef, and then another, an editor of Bon Appetit magazine. You can see I'm in good company.
Yeah, right. Well, just tell us, who won this particular Iron Chef America competition? Was it Chef Flay or Sakai?
Well, you know, I'd rather keep it a surprise for people who still plan to watch this week. But I will say that Chef Sakai blew all the judges away with one particular dish.
Oh, they've gone to the ice cream maker over on the Sakai side. So I'm going to assume that mixture of sugar, milk, and trout is maybe going right into that machine. Matt mentioned that is going in raw, so that's going to be a raw trout ice cream.
Raw trout ice cream?
Yeah, trout ice cream. Kids love the stuff, as you can imagine. But, you know, Alex, what do you do with food that's risky or experimental? It's the let's get Mikey time, or in this case, let's get Unger, the expendable, goofy judge.
Give it to Brian. Brian will eat anything,
Brian,
I'm told.
I
will. I'll be your guinea pig on the ice cream.
So, Brian, how was it? What is trout ice cream going to be a big flavor?
You know, Alex, call me crazy or an amateur foodie, but, you know, I'm sticking with the fish sticks.
You can go with the frozen variety.
Indeed.
I can see why they picked you as a judge, Brian. Good work.
Thank you, Alex.